Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of nearly 20,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice. And this week's hot topic in the Facebook group was definitely internships. Somebody asked if there was an ethical way to provide unpaid internships in the outdoor industry. There was a ton of interesting opinions on that one. We really landed on interns should absolutely be paid. There are certain scenarios in which it makes sense to provide college credits or things of that nature, but very in-depth discussions. Anybody that might want to be an intern or hire an intern one day should definitely pop into that. So join us in the Facebook group if you're interested in that. And of course, also look at the job listings and networking opportunities there while you're there.
Yeah, definitely. And happy holidays. We're keeping things light around here this week because we're both busy with holidays and know that you are too. So we're going to skip an interview this episode, but we do have six fantastic opportunities to share. Five jobs and then one other sort of ancillary awesome opportunity. And we can't wait to ramp things up with Basecamp in the new year. So definitely stick around, see what we're up to, because we're going to be bringing, you know, some opportunities to connect people in new ways that will help you get closer to that dream job. So, all right, here we go. The first job that we have is with the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. So this is really a conservation focused job. As you probably know, the Appalachian Trail is one of the most trafficked trails in the United States, especially that section just outside of New York City, Bear Mountain. And they're trying to figure out how to mitigate the challenges that come with having so many visitors. So this role, which is, it's called a Director of Visitor Use Management. So this person would be based in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, which is along the Appalachian Trail, and would be responsible for coming up with some solutions for some of the challenges that the trail faces. So a rapidly increasing number of visitors, the concentration of visitors, insufficient adherence to leave no trace practices, so making sure everybody is packing in, pack it out, and all sorts of things. So making sure that people who are using the trail are being conservation-minded and also adhering to regulations that help with keeping the trail intact and keeping our spaces open for everyone to enjoy. And you'll be using a lot of data to really come up with the solutions for these problems. So having some certification in GIS would be very, very helpful in this instance.
GIS is a technical skill. Anyone can learn it. And I would recommend if you want to work in the outdoor industry with a conservation basis, you do get those GIS skills. A ton of people have asked in the group the best certifications or the best places to go for this education. So you can definitely go there. But in a nutshell, you are analyzing information and data using mapping and 3D scenes. Super intriguing. It's just one of those skills that you can't have until you actually seek it out. But putting that on a resume will definitely make you stand out. So consider that.
Yeah. And one thing to note is that this role will be traveling regularly between Georgia and Maine. So the two points at which the Appalachian Trail starts and finishes. And you will need to be able to hike significant distances on and off the trail in rugged terrain. So that may sound really awesome and may also be really challenging. So just keep that in mind. And also in all weather conditions.
Yeah, you're out there, it sounds like, with this one, which is somebody's dream and somebody's nightmare.
Yeah, director level. One of the questions I've heard recently was, you know, what roles at a director or high level are really out in the field? Here we go. Here's an example. Yeah, director of exactly. Visitor Use Management.
The National Park Service also has a really interesting position right now. They have a ton of positions closing the 31st of December, so head to their site if you're interested. But in Washington, D.C., they're hiring for an employee engagement coordinator. And what you can't glean from that title is this is actually a very important diversity and inclusion position. You are really going to be in charge of all of the diversity and inclusion initiatives in the National Park Service for all of the employees. And I mean, that's all of the rangers. You're really helping with everybody there, all of those projects, you're spearheading them. And you're also going to be developing and managing the employee resource groups. There are a couple that already exist for the LGBTQ community, just for a bunch of communities that need a resource group. You're going to be managing those. You're going to be determining which new groups need to be created, how, with whom. You're going to be in charge of maintaining tools and resources for the National Park Service. So an incredibly important position here that's sort of hidden in the title. It is in Washington, D.C., as I said. It's a mid-level position, and it currently is a temporary position, but it may be made permanent. So that's something way beyond the scope of our knowledge, but salary $86,000 to $112,000, which is pretty decent, even for the D.C. area. So certainly if you are passionate about equity in the outdoors, take a look at this one.
Yes. And also, I just wanted to mention that the title is a coordinator, which sounds entry level, but this job is actually more of a mid-career position.
Mm-hmm.
The next role we have is with REI, and it's in Kent, Washington. I think REI is pretty much all remote at this point, but they just want you to be in that kind of Seattle, Kent area. And this is an art director position. So they're looking for somebody to work, you know, really kind of bringing emotion and tone to their marketing strategies through visual assets. And they're looking for somebody who has 3 to 5 years of experience. You know, and REI has always been touted as a fantastic employer with really great, I know they have a outdoor recreation clause, so you get days off just to go outdoors to recreate. So it's a great place to work.
Absolutely. Sims is also hiring in Bozeman, Montana, and I associate Sims with fishing and hunting industries, and they are looking for a product developer. We had this position in our newsletter last week, so absolutely, that is the number one place to get the most up-to-date information on which jobs are hiring right away, because we definitely take the dates into consideration there. But we wanted to talk about this role here because the title product developer, not everyone knows what that means. That might be an easy one to skip past if you're not familiar with the fact that you are actually creating the products that outdoor enthusiasts, possibly like yourself, are going to be using to have their absolute best experience outdoors. So you're not only taking data from actual consumers and constituents and using that to create the best product, but you're also using technical information from your team, your internal team, and your testers. You are going to translate 2D design into 3D samples. You're working with a ton of different materials. And what Sims did really well in this description is make it very clear that you're going to be working with a ton of stakeholders, including the ones in your own organization, which, you know, when sales doesn't talk to marketing, you know how that can be an issue. So they actually want you to go talk to the IT folks. They want you to talk to the product management folks and other teams and figure out the best way to bring the best clothing to the fishers and hunters that are Sims fans. So it's a very, very cool, multifaceted role. It's about a 3-year position. So it's a mid-level one. Somebody outside of the outdoor industry could actually come in here as well, because what they're looking for is experience specifically with raw materials. But I'm sure that having a knowledge of hunting and fishing would help you quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think that they, from the job descriptions I've read at Sims, they're very interested in people who want to actively participate in that lifestyle, especially living in Bozeman, Montana. So, you know, having some knowledge or some interest in it to start with is probably a big thing for them.
Yeah.
The next job we have is at Orvis, and this job is in Sunderland, Vermont. This is an awesome job because it's a category marketing manager of their dog category. I know that dogs are highly popular among, you know, outdoor recreationalists and people who work in the outdoor industry. And everyone I know who's ever worked at a dog company in the industry just seems super happy.
Yes, they do. They truly do.
Yeah, because they get to sit around all day and figure out how to adventure with their 4-legged friends. And it's super fun to do that. So I get it. So this job is basically identifying strategies and opportunities to, you know, make Orvis the leading brand among dog owners in the US and in the UK. And not all of their products are targeted at outdoor adventure. You know, they have toys, they have things to protect your seats in your car. They have all sorts of different products for dogs. But I've owned actually a few things from them for my dogs in the past and think they're just really high quality. They're really good product and things that you could be passionate about marketing. So if you're into dogs, this could be a great position for you. You'll be reporting into the marketing manager for the fishing, hunting, dog, and adventures categories. So you'll really just solely be focused on how to push those dog products. And they're looking for somebody with about 3 to 5 years of experience. This seems to be a trend today in the jobs that we've selected. But yeah, more of a mid-career person who has experience working on a marketing team and can bring that to this role.
Orvis has, they dropped a ton of positions last week. So definitely check out their website for a couple other cool roles too. A bunch of digital merchant ones as well.
Yeah, and Vermont seems like a great place to own a dog. So
yes, it does.
Yeah, so your lifestyle and your job can go hand in hand.
The last opportunity is not a job. It's more of, well, it's an opportunity for entrepreneurs in particular, and it is from Moose Jaw. It's just called an outdoor accelerator. It's really neat because a large number of companies came together to really create an opportunity for people, especially BIPOC, LGBTQ, people that maybe feel they are underrepresented in the outdoor industry generally, but specifically in this entrepreneurial aspect. The new program is really developed to help diverse entrepreneurs create solutions that will really help everybody in the industry go outside more comfortably and more safely. You have until January 14th to apply. They are looking for early stage startups, early stage companies. They want products that are compelling, that really address an issue in the industry that needs to be solved. If you are invited to the program, it's an 8-week mentoring program and it's guided by the ICE Lab. If you're not familiar with them, definitely check out their website. Chandler from WeWork also talked about this program a little bit in his episode a couple of weeks back, because the WeWork Accelerator in Northwest Arkansas actually partnered with the ICE Lab in Colorado. So this is really a kind of a core industry accelerator. You're going to have 6 weeks on location. 5 of those are going to be at the Western Colorado University in Gunnison. You're also going to have a week in Boulder so that you can have some sessions with Moose Jaw experts on strategy. And they are paying for lodging for you for those 6 weeks. You're also going to be talking with some investors. You're going to get some networking stuff, free membership with Camber, free legal consultation from Holland and Hart, who I know is a great outdoor industry supporter. You're going to get an article from Gear Junkie, which is always amazing. I definitely trust their editors to always talk about the greatest stuff. So that's a big thing. It really looks like an amazing opportunity for an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And the brands that have come together for this, you know, really just have a lot of impact on the industry. So I think that says a lot too, especially under the Moose Jaw label, which is a retailer, you know, to see Gear Junkie and Camber Outdoors, which are both so rooted in the outdoor industry, is really nice.
It's a very nice package. I didn't even say that you get your product launch on moosejaw.com and in their stores with marketing and social media through them. And so, I mean, that alone would be worth looking into it.
Yeah. And you get to say you won the competition. That's another accolade to put, you know.
Absolutely. That's a little website tag right there for sure.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you all so much for listening this year. We have had a blast interviewing people and already have some great guests lined up for 2021, among other things that we're planning. Yes. So definitely stay tuned, and we hope you all have a wonderful and safe and healthy New Year's. And we will talk to you next week.
Next year.
Next year. Next week, next year.